This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Britain's equivalent of Treasury Secretary later today will push to lower the boom on currency traders who may have been manipulating the market for dollars, pounds, euros, and more. The concern is that if investors think the system's rigged, they will take their currency trading elsewhere. The BBC's finance correspondent Andy Verity is following this from London. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So we know that traders can, they should not, but can manipulate currency markets. Remind us of the issue here. There's a question that this may be going on in London, or did go on in London.
Well, that's right. Now, on the foreign currency markets, every day at 4 p.m., there's what's known as the 4 p.m. close. And that's the crucial time at which the prices are fixed. If you share information ahead of that time, there is the potential in the 60 seconds before 4 o'clock to make some money before your clients do. It's what's known as front running, and you can make a turn.
What do you think, Andy? Was this practice always seen as clearly wrong by the people involved?
Well, this is the really interesting thing, is that I think the traders would say the authorities knew. So that makes it much harder for the authorities now to press for the full force of the law to be brought down on anybody involved in currency manipulation if it turns out that it's confirmed that the authorities knew about it.
But what is Britain's Finance Minister George Osborne proposing to do now?
We don't know exactly what he's going to propose until he gives his speech this afternoon. However, we've been given hints that the regulation that they're extending for LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, which, as you know, has already been the subject of a scandal, that regulation will be extended to other benchmarks. The thing is, though, manipulating prices on the basis of inside information may well be prosecutable as market abuse already. So you've got to ask, what difference is it going to make if they introduce a new criminal offence?
BBC Finance correspondent Andy Verity in London, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.